me. All the pints are bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Archie, what the fuck, mate? Why have you dragged me out of bed at 4:30 in the morning?
Clint, it's good morning. It's 4 a.m. and I'm just about to go to the gym. Right, so you look awful, by the way. Yeah, I've already had 5 eggs this morning. So I feel great.
What
and about
doing?
3 cups of coffee.
Yeah, but what are you doing yet, mate?
By the way, can I use your loo after this?
Yeah, please.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Anyway, you would have seen last week I went to the Good, the Bad and the Rugby studio, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I recorded 20 minutes of unbelievably good C.H.A.T. chat.
With who?
With old Hask, Tins and Paino.
Oh, my God. So you were sitting on the show.
I thought, why not release it ahead of the big fight and everyone can see how much I rattled Paino. So,
but, mate, why do you need to wake me up about that?
We're a team, mate. And also, your house is on the way to the gym and I need to use your loo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jace Haskell and welcome to Good Bad Rugby's Fighting Talk. There is an epic battle of the two of the biggest fannies I've ever come across. We've got Archie Curzon versus Alex Payne in a live boxing charity match. And we are here with a face-off. We're going to talk about the details. We're going to talk about the drama, the hatred between you two, just how posh both of you are and who the fuck is going to win.
It is the War of Wandsworth.
It is the War of Wandsworth. Right. First of all, you've two come in really way too chummy.
No. It's all part of my game plan, Hask.
Right.
But, you know, look, I look at Paino very much like you and Tins looked at Worcester in the day. It's a free one. You know, I don't really need to train. It's a free three, maybe probably a bonus point. But the scary thing is, I am training. Paino, you're in big trouble.
I can see you're training because you're wearing the scars of it quite heavily. Apparently the legs went earlier on today. Talk us through that.
Well, listen, you know, but working in the city, it's a rite of passage. You've got a white collar box. And, you know, I took on a pro kickboxer today. And, I took one in the chin. I survived. I'm here to tell the tale.
Chin and eye?
Well, it was a combination.
Right.
My style, you'll see on the night, is I like to put my chin out there. I like to put my hands down and, you know, you'll have opportunities, but if you miss, I'll punish you.
Archie, basically, you breaking records, Q1, Q2, Q3, all the cues.
Certainly
fucking biased.
Yeah.
All the cues. Yeah. You're obviously host of a massively successful podcast.
Yeah.
You're just generally success goes through your life. Do you feel that Paino can't take that away from you?
Tins, it's a great question. Great to be with you guys. I feel, look, you know, I've been brought up in boarding school in the fires of the city, okay? I've had to earn my stripes. Paino has been brought up in Sky Sports. You know, the hardest thing he had to do is deal with Dale Morris and Stuart Barnes.
Well, that's a very good training ground for this.
You're right. That is quite tough.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just putting everything into this. It's like my ruggers. It's like my podcast. It's like life. You know, I put blood, sweat and tears, Paino, and you're in trouble.
I feel very comfortable about this. I have to say, I haven't taken it terribly seriously. Until this point.
Right.
And we've got 6 weeks to go. Well, I think it's beware the quiet man, isn't it?
And
there are a lot of people out there who talk a lot and there are some who just quietly get on with it.
Should we
and
just
I think
make
we'll
a
find
little
out
distinction
on April 21st.
Who's walked the toughest streets? So you walk the streets of where we're
Eton.
Alone.
Yep.
Eton and where and then
Edinburgh. And you walked those streets the other night and you wouldn't do it again in a hurry.
So and Archie?
Well, Cheltenham, which is a bloody tough night. Yeah. If you've been in the Retreat pub on a Saturday night, it's ropey in there. And then, Clapham. You know, been in Clapham the last 15 years and I've seen it all.
I imagine you were probably beaten by some sort of relative, potentially your father, with a cane. Would that have toughened you up?
Perfect breeding ground for like April the 21st.
And when you see someone like this, like a pretender to the throne, you know, borderline working class, do you want to put them back in the box? Or, I mean, what's your game plan for this?
I don't want to talk too much. I just want to get to April the 21st. I mean, I will be honest with you. This has been, 3 years that you've been like a mosquito in the air? I can't remember when you first...
Look.
No, shut up. I can't remember the first time you started sort of making irrelevant noise on social media, but it's been a long campaign. I'm a very patient man. I've taken it very quietly, and the opportunity has presented itself from gobshite on the other side to say, let's step in the ring. And so, you know, it's his call. It's his show. He's the one who's called me out. He's the one who's talking himself up.
Yeah.
I'm there to make up the numbers, apparently.
You,
but I'm quite looking forward to seeing what those numbers are.
I'm quite interested to delve into the dark places that you've both been. You know, where are you going to get? When, you know, Mike Tyson's once said it, you'll never know who's going to fight until you get hit in the face.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go for the inspiration?
Well, again, Tins, you should have your own podcast. These are phenomenal questions.
He does. He's the number one podcast in sport.
Well, the good, the bad. I listen to every good podcast. Well, look, Tins, for me, I've just been up in the training. You know, instead of taking just my briefcase on the tube, I've been taking kettlebells on the tube. And then when I'm in the office, I'm attaching a tire to me. So those are the extremes I'm going to. And it's interesting, you won't, you know, give up your game plan, Peno, but
I haven't yet got to the game plan, but I can tell you, come April the 21st, I'm going to fucking have a good one. That is for sure.
I'm telling you now, look at me.
You genuinely think you're going to knock me out, don't you?
I'm going to get inside you like those bigger boys did at Eton. Right. I'm telling you now. Super. Okay. I'm going to get inside you, and there's a lot of real estate there. That little hockey chassis is going to take a beating.
I will genuinely say I haven't taken this terribly seriously. I am fucking gunning for it now. Seriously, bang up for this.
No, listen.
This is a mistake because, you know, I don't think what you've done is you've underestimated him like we all have. You've looked at him and gone, oh, like you said, hockey chass, slightly effeminate.
Let's not set any expectations on this.
I honestly haven't underestimated it. I've been training. Don't you worry. I'm going to turn up and I'd be disappointed if I don't get a knockout.
I've gone from thinking that this is about the last. I mean, how old are you?
I'm 32.
You're 32. So you've got 10 years on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would go so far as to say that you've set this up to the point that if you don't win this, I think that this may well be the end of the run, don't you? You've been Rigbiz running for too long now. Isn't it time for an upgrade, a bit of a Rigbiz peloton? Isn't it time for you to start moving through the gears a little bit in life instead of just,
you know,
fucking
about me,
sticking your shit on Instagram on a daily basis,
listen,
going nowhere?
Peno, the numbers keep going up, okay? And I'm not going into this thinking I'm going to lose. I have not done anything in my life and failed.
I am so fucking excited for this fight now. I never, ever thought that I would have any interest in what we're doing, and now this is on. This is properly fucking on.
Is there a signature strike that we should be looking out for from either of you? Uppercut, over the top, right?
I would probably say my double jab to the face, which probably won't hurt. You put your things up, and I'm going to whack you very hard with my right hand in your stomach,
you're going to feel it in my stomach. Okay,
yeah, yeah. Cool. Your ribs are going to feel it after the first round.
Can I ask you a question? What is your fighting experience? Do you have any fighting?
I've never fought anybody. No.
Have you done a few duels and demanded some satisfaction?
I've fired a couple of muskets at people, but I've never actually hit
anyone. He's hit some people in the face as well.
I imagine you get hit all the time.
No, I get by my teammates as well, but that's like in a rugby way. Although our lock keeps keeps stamping on me, but I think that's just an affectionate thing. Hask, I've boxed before and won. So I mean, look, if this was a rowing competition or a fencing competition, I'd be worried. But this is a boxing competition. You have no idea. I think, you know, you can play or relax, Peno, but honestly, I've been in that gym sparring for the last 4 weeks.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Are you not worried about because you got your new teeth? Because obviously that was an issue before, and you've got this pristine new set of teeth you've been working very hard at with the Invisalign. Are you a bit concerned that he's going to rearrange it?
Hask. My teeth aren't going to get touched. And luckily, Steersy, my dentist, good plug for him. You know, he will just sort them back out. But I've got a new gum shield sponsor.
Who's that?
I don't want to give it away on the night. But listen, you know, you can be confident, you can be quiet.
I'm not confident. I've got nothing to lose, and that makes me quite dangerous. You are the one who's built yourself up in your little cardboard tower, and I've got nothing to lose. 10 years older, never boxed before. You've been there, you've done
it.
You're the one that's made all the fucking noise.
You've got a media career.
We just find ourselves in the ring on April the 21st, surrounded by 600 of your boring chums. And fucking one man walks out with his head held high.
That will be me.
So I'm intrigued. Let's give each of you 30 seconds to why you're going to win this fight.
I don't need 30 seconds. I don't need to tell anyone I'm going to win the fight. I'm just going to quietly turn up and see what happens.
You should calm down for we have to fucking deal with
you. For someone who's quite relaxed,
this is the first time we've ever met. And I was sort of, trotting along. And now suddenly, you know, you've picked a fight. Well, we might as well have a fight.
Is it because he's walked into your patch as well? Yeah.
Not really. No, I don't mind. You know,
I'm eyeing up this job after I've knocked you out. I'll say Logan Paul next, and then this job.
Perfect. I'm sure Logan Paul will be.
Logan Paul.
Only for the money.
Only for the money. 100% for the money.
I think that could be the next thing you could be promoting. That is great. I'd pay for that.
Where do you go once you've knocked me out? Where do you go from here?
I just get on with it. It's another day of my life. I'm not making a big moment of this, Peno. This is just...
I wish you were making a bigger moment of it. You keep coming back to me saying you can't sell any tickets, which is why we're doing this shit show.
the way I see it, Peno, is it's going to be...
It's
going to be as one-sided as the way that one person's been promoting this fight. You know, you haven't put your neck out there. You're too worried. You know, for me, I'm confident. I'll put myself out there and say, look, I'm going to win this fight, possibly in the first round, if not the second.
Okay.
And you're there and people saying, oh, is he about? Is he there? And yeah. I think that's the same reaction they're going to think on the night.
Let him do the 30 seconds. Right. I just want that clipped out and then I can listen to that on loop for the next 6 weeks.
I'm the CEO of Clapham, the chief chat officer. I've been delivering the banter for the past 4 years, nonstop. People follow me. And I've never let them down. I'm certainly not going to let them down this night. I've been training with a guy from Luton. That's how serious I'm taking this. Okay?
Jesus, that is...
Yeah.
That does give him an advantage.
I've never spoken to a person from Luton until this time. But I've looked at him and he's looked at me and he knows he's going to get the best out of me. And I'm in that gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, sparring. And I'm going to get in that ring with your poncy little stance, your fists up, and I'm going to take it out on your body. And then when you've had enough of that, I'm going to come upstairs and I'm going to rearrange your face.
Wow. I'm not sure I've been spoken to like that since about 10.
Yeah.
I just leave it with the fact that there is the Ned and the Soho House. And people go to Soho House because they don't want to be seen and people go to the Ned because they do. And I think you can pick your camp on this. We'll quietly turn up on the night with a pair of gloves, having never done it before, and just ready to see what happens. I don't need to trash talk. We'll just quietly get in there.
If someone is listening from Soho House, I'd love a membership.
Yeah, no, I've got a couple of mates on the committee. That ain't that.
I hear it's a great, great fun.
He's probably got a couple of mates who own it, so yeah. I'd be very careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I tell you what, I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Where's your money?
On you, 100%. You're going to kick fuck out of him. It's going to be really awful. and it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be the moment that Archie, unfortunately, is retired.
Okay.
Only because I know that you're a fucking nutbag. Who beneath that calm poncy exterior beats the heart of an absolute nutter.
Right.
And I'm slightly concerned for your welfare.
No, I'm going to be absolutely fine. I'm telling you now. I am.
He genuinely thinks he's going to.
I am very confident. I'm very confident. I'm very confident.
I know.
And then, I'm looking forward
say
to
no
it.
More.
I am. And listen, if you
well, guarantee that we're in Painter's corner, and there ain't no towel being thrown in.
No way. He's out on his feet.
Bring a towel.
I'll
no
put
one
my
needs
hand
a towel.
Up your ass, work your arms like a puppet. Painter's out on his feet. I've just been fucking throwing you into.
Well, you can clamber in if it's going horribly wrong. We'll send in reinforcements. I mean, who's in your corner?
One person that is definitely going to be there is Bendy. He's going to be in my corner.
Bendy's in your corner. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Why don't you have a crack with Bendy afterwards?
Come on.
No, I don't think that would work out well for Bendy. Seen him try tackle Chabal. But but the most important thing is before we should say that it is all in aid of two very good charities.
Yeah.
Because
do you want to tack your own charity on? But you might need a little bit of support.
We'll
off
Restart
the back
Rugby
of it.
Do a lot of work with them, raise money doing a top 10 Christmas single, and then also raise money through more.
Well, hang on, you say top 10, it's all drifted into the top 10. I think by the time Christmas came, it was top 10
singles. Oh, was it? Singles. Okay, yeah.
Clutching.
There you go. Put my name to it. Was a success.
Yeah.
And then I don't know your charity. It's Brain Tumor Charity.
It is the Brain Tumor Charity. And actually, I've got an emotional card to play as well. So I'm fighting for the Brain Tumor Charity, which is a very personal charity for me. I had a very dear godson who very sadly lost his battle with the Brain Tumor Charity. So that's going to bring it right back down. I'll have his name on my shorts on the night. And we'll fight pretty fucking hard for him. So Restart as well, absolutely amazing. In fact, Hoppers was there on Saturday saying, are you actually doing this? And I said, yes, I actually am. He said, well, do let me know if I can help. So I think he's rummaging in the store cupboard for some auction prizes. You're auctioneering.
Yeah.
You're my ringwalk girl.
And I'm DJing.
And Hask is DJing. Yeah. It's going to be a cracking night.
You're not paying me, so it's there for charity.
And what are how many tickets have we got left to sell?
Well, all the tables are now sold.
Right.
So
They've gone. Oh, well done.
They've
You've done
gone,
something
yeah,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. High net worth individuals coming. Darren Goff's coming.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Trying to get, I think Freddie Burns is coming.
Good.
Jake Dernbach.
Yeah, Jade.
Jay Dernbach.
I think it's Jay Dernbach.
Jay Dernbach.
England cricketer.
Do you want to do that again?
Yeah, Jay Dernbach.
Yeah.
Goffey. Popey. Then downhill with Burnsy, then...
And Benders will be there in my corner. Right. And yeah.
What about your mate, the equivalent Paino? What's he called?
Freddie.
Oh, Freddie. Yeah. Freddie will be there.
With his guitar.
Yeah. Well, he's
Is he
banjoing you out into the ring?
he might be playing me a song as I go out there. Yeah, right. Rapping or doing something. Yeah.
So you know, if he doesn't get the right tone right, he might put the whole audience to sleep.
Yeah. Well, that was that one song they sent you, which was Which I might play. Actually, I might play in my walkout to put you off. But yeah,
I'm coming out second, so I'll just be quietly sitting in the corner waiting to go.
I mean, this has been exciting. I mean, I'm excited. If people
I am
get
genuinely,
to,
I am now, I am genuinely switched
simmer
on.
Down.
No, I'm up for it now.
Simmer down, like me.
It.
Right. What? Where can people get tickets if they want to buy this and come?
They can go on Fixer.com and look at the war in Wandsworth.
Fixer.com, yeah, war yeah. in Wandsworth. Yeah. Archie Curzon.
They're 50 quid
Alex
now. A lot of people, a lot of my followers are 14 to 19, and right. they said, look, kind
this
of
is X-rated. They shouldn't really be allowed to watch this. Though,
but a lot, it's cheaper tickets. Everyone who's bought the ticket, the tables get ringside seats, and then the riffraff at the back just to create a bit of atmosphere.
Right. I'm wondering if we'll just put sawdust and just a few pork chops and throw them. Bit of your more lash beer and they should be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, we can do that. Yeah, that's fine.
I just wondered if that's what you're going to give to the masses.
Yeah, there'll be more lash on tap, Hask.
Oh, fine.
And there'll be a lot of protein.
I'm interested, are you just, because I know we talk about the charity element, but knowing you as the transparent individual I am, is this just about trying to find a girlfriend?
Ask, you've read my mind, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting in on the lights with the chassis out. You know, a lot of people would
say...
Are
we chassis out?
I think we're a vest.
Oh, we're a vest. You've
requested,
vest to keep
yeah.
a hockey rig under wraps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, maybe not.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm looking. I think
it's an amateur fight.
Yeah, vests.
Yeah, I think
Marcus of Queensbury.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no. Hopefully there'll be some cheekers there, Hask. And right. yeah, I'm okay. looking to do a bit of business development afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
I am. I'm. The only problem I've got is I've got 2 weeks skiing and a trip to Scotland in between the fights.
Excuses start now.
Excuses. Pre-made with excuses.
Well, I mean, listen. Whatever happens, chaps, I'm excited.
I'm very, very excited. No, I think I can.
I've actually got a proper
adrenaline. Do you not give me a chance? Do you not give me a chance?
I can feel the. Right, you're in the ring. You've got two gloves. Yeah. You've got two fists.
I think I'm going to surprise a lot of people.
For me, you've got some experience. Alex hasn't got that. You know,
you've got 10 years on me.
Obviously, with your personality as well, I imagine you're consistently in fights.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I mean,
am.
I
in the boardroom.
Relatives, yeah. your father, everyone else is always trying to fill you in.
My
Anyone
dad's a big fan
you.
Of this podcast, actually.
Is
so, Alistair, I hope you're all well. If you can,
he
come back to me.
A lot,
if you can,
actually.
Yeah. You can call us.
Infernos, you must have had a couple of fights in Infernos.
Is that the post-match Infernos?
Infernos, normally I'm with the rugby boys. And if there's some hockey lads that come in and they're sort of putting it about with some chat, then I have to sort of go and sort them out. But normally I'm with the rugby boys. I give it a lot of that, and then the forwards sort them out.
Fine.
But yeah, and also there's an after party at Raffles after this
there?
Approximate. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Why am I not DJing at Raffles then? Why am I?
Well, I could sort that out if you want.
You probably should do. I'd rather do that with actually people wanting a night out.
Will the ambulance take you to Raffles on the way to hospital?
Penner, I'm not going to hospital. I'm telling you. You are going to be rudely mistaken when you get in that ring and you think it's going to be an easy night.
I'm so glad you're confident, because that is all I need to kind of start concentrating.
I mean, I was about giving you a chance. I just can't go against my, you know, business partner, podcaster and presenter and friend, unfortunately.
You're going to look good with blonde hair, I've got to say.
I don't mind losing, though. I think for you, a loss is catastrophic for everything that you've built yourself up to be. And no one expects me to win. I work with these two, and my role is to play the loser.
You're a person I am. You are a professional broadcaster.
Yeah,
this is
which
your
has
career.
Got nothing to do with stepping. It's got nothing to do with stepping in the ring.
Imagine losing to me.
But I'm just there to make up the numbers.
Hask,
I'm here for charity.
Could you deal if you lost to me in a boxing match? You wouldn't be able to go outside.
That's my role, though. My role is just to make up the numbers.
You're going
to
be the guy that people know who lost to me.
No, I'm not sure many people will know that we've even fought. That's half the fucking point. That's why we're doing this.
They will.
Not sure many
the
people know
of
you
plug
are.
It. The amount of plug in.
But I play the role of the loser. That's what I'm here to do. You play the role of, I don't quite know what it is that you're playing to do. But
I'm a serial winner.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens.
I'm either going to make a career, break a career permanently, whatever it's going to be. It's going to be entertaining. I can't wait.
And someone is looking like Eminem at the end of it.
Yeah, fixer.com.
And that's the next day. We're going. The loser will go to the hairdresser next day and get it done.
Shit, we're going on tour a week later.
Oh. Hey, but you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose. So you'll be okay.
Well, I might come in with peroxide hair and then I'm just ready to roll. You know.
And I tell you what we'll do as well. If whoever wins gets to present this show on a thing, so that's even more of a risk.
Oh, I'd love it for him to do a couple of just for free.
Yeah.
So
we'll let you present Good Bad Rug. If you win.
That sounds very reasonable. I can't wait.
You get a chance at the big time.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Have you rigged it or something? I'm just interested to where your confidence levels come from.
Who is judging? Pure hard work.
Who is judging this fight?
A couple of guys I know from LinkedIn who are coming in.
Right. Can you fucking believe it? I don't want any Josh Taylor daylight robbery.
I actually said to the guy, he said, do you want judges? I said, we won't need them.
Okay.
So there you have it. 21st of April. Wandsworth Town Hall. The War of Wandsworth. Guys.
Are you bulking up, or because you look a bit, what are you doing? You're on the marathon training ring.
I'm cutting down. Right, I'm going to be light and sharp. I'm going
to
be light and sharp.
Fine.
Yeah. Right, I'm coming in at about 75 kgs.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. That's great.
Just finally, do we get a handshake before we go? Or?
You all right about handshake?
Yeah, yeah. No problem.
Well, don't get it.
Small hat.
Are we on camera? Where's that? Yeah. Can you just get a picture of your hands?
That's nice. Crap.
Where's that little hand, though?
It's there. I have actually.
Jeremy Beadle hat.
Yeah, they are.
Excellent. Yeah, are you going to have to put kids' gloves on?
Well, I have to have special wraps. Yeah, yeah.
Special wrap. Well, I can't wait.
April 21st.
April 21st, fix.com. The War of Wandsworth, Alex Payne versus Archie Curzon. What more do you need?
It's going to be fucking brilliant.
Mate, to be fair, that was pretty good. And Payne was fucking pissed off.
Yeah. Funny. He is rattled. But to be fair, I want him angry getting in that ring. Nice. Why? And angry. Because the more angry they are, Clodagh, the more he's going to swing and miss, baby. And I'm going to hit that real estate where it really hurts.
Well, it must have hurt you quite a lot that your hero, James Haskell, said that he's backing Payne.
Look, Hask and Tins have to go with their man. But unfortunately, they're not going to be getting in the ring with him that night. So they can do what they please. But listen, we're Team Rigbits.
Yeah, we are.
And you know what?
I reckon you've got him.
I've got a feeling that even Big Jim and Goody from the Rugby Pod are on Team Rigbiz.
Well, let's not.
And they could even be there that night.
Well,
who knows?
Let's keep it a secret.
It is what I say. It is all for two incredible causes
it
on
is,
their night.
It is. And actually, Kano nearly got you there.
And I think we are going to raise some amazing money. It's going to be an amazing atmosphere. There's going to be some unbelievably high profile, high net worth individuals. I can't recommend enough to get tickets. They are going now.
And all the famous
quickly.
People who are going have said they're actually really happy for everyone who comes to just come up to them and have
Yeah, they have. I've got them to sign something.
Okay, cool. So, well, if you guys want to get involved, just click on the link in this podcast bio now. Just do it first thing. Click straight on it and get the remaining tickets to the biggest event in the world, the War in Wandsworth, on the 21st of April.
A boxer in the golden ring. Can you punch like a southbound freight train? Tell me just one thing. Can you move anywhere like a hummingbird swing if you need to?
Ooh, that's fast.
Can you bob, can you weave, can you fake and see when you need to? Well, you might as well quit.